こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。今日はマイケルが肩を脱臼しているので、肩脱臼エピソードだよね。
言わなくていいよ。
1個目、
そんなこと。
スペインカナリア諸島の動物園で脱走ゴリラを捕獲するという設定で訓練を行っていたところ、誤って飼育係の男性が麻酔銃を撃たれるという事故がありました。麻酔銃を撃ったのは獣医で、撃たれた飼育係は真横に立っていました。麻酔銃の矢には体重200キロのゴリラを気絶される量の薬が使われており、飼育係は8時間もの間気絶し、 ICU で2日間も治療を受けました。
A vet accidentally shot a zookeeper with a tranquilizer dart when a gorilla escape drill went badly. The accident happened at Loro Park Zoo in Spain's Canary Islands when the vet's dart accidentally fired, hitting his co-worker next to him in the leg. The dart, intended for a 200-kilogram gorilla, is extremely potent and is dangerous for human beings. The unintended victim was unconscious for 8 hours and spent 2 days in the hospital before eventually recovering.
マジかわいそすぎじゃない？ゴリラ用の麻酔銃とか超強いじゃん。
うん。
Right? And なんか最初スペインのメディアでは、あの撃たれた人はゴリラの着ぐるみを着てゴリラの役をやってたから間違えて撃たれたみたいなこと言ってたんだけど、実際は全然普通に人間の姿で立ってただけらしい。
That happens a lot, right?
What?
Where a story like this is.Initially sensationalized in that sort of a way.
Ah, そうだね。毛むくじゃらだったから間違えたんだみたいな。
That would have been funnier.
Yeah. で、そのズーの人かな、この撃たれた人かわかんないけど、コメント出してて、It's impossible to confuse gorilla with human っていう真面目なコメント。It's like そりゃそうだよな、mm. みたいな。そう、あの災難だよね。
I'm surprised he lived.
Yeah.
Actually.
そうだね。It's really dangerous, right?
Did they inject him with an antidote?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Immediately, yeah. immediately. I mean, the vet himself.
injected himself?
Yeah, because he was standing next to him, next to the victim.
Oh, the guy that accidentally shot him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he shot him, and then he shot the, you know.
Antidote?
Yeah. Immediately. So, 自分で解決する。
Yeah, I saw that story with the... I saw the gorilla suit version of the story. So when I...
Ah, okay.
So when I saw your story...
Yeah.
I was like, wait, this is like... 微妙に similar, but slightly different.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me think of the... those Bigfoot videos.
そうだね。I don't know which is worse, though. Like...ゴリラの格好してたから撃たれるのと、真横に立ってて、あ、間違えちゃったみたいな感じで発射しちゃうのと、
どっちがマシかな。It's definitely worse to get shot without the gorilla suit, right?
確かに。まあ、そっかな。そうかな。
Because if you're wearing a gorilla suit, it might provide some kind of protection.
あ、そういうこと？
No?
suit で？ Maybe.
Yeah.
でも、if itIf it goes through the suit and then, you know, pokes you, then it's the same thing, no?
Yeah, probably.
まあなんかこの人生きてて平気だから笑っちゃうけど。
It's a cooler story if you're in a gorilla suit.
Yeah, it's funnier.
So have you seen these Bigfoot videos where there are men in gorilla suits?
Yeah.
And they try to move.
Like a gorilla, yeah.
Well, not a gorilla, like Bigfoot.
Yeah. I've seen those. But I've also seen footages of actual gorillas walking like humans. Like, they sometimes walk like humans. And then...
Yeah.
And it really looks like humans are in them. Like, they're... It really looks like humans wearing gorilla
suits.
It's
like,
so funny.
Their body proportions are completely different.
そうだね。
Their legs are really, really short.
Yeah. Yeah, and their shoulders are huge. But then、
Super、
they can actually,、
arms.
Like, stand up, like, really straight and then walk like humans. And it looks like 本当に人間のおっさん。It's really, really funny. Like, wow. これ動物園にいたら絶対人間なんか入ってると思いそうみたいな。
On Halloween、when was this? Many years back. One of my friends actually wore not like a full on gorilla suit. He wore like a business suit.
Okay.
And a gorilla mask. Like a really realistic gorilla mask.
Okay. 顔だけね。
Yeah. And
what was he supposed to be? A gorilla in a suit?
何
それ <I guess. laughs>
Well, he's super tall. He's like 6'3 or something.
Okay.
So it's actually kind of intimidating, kind of scary.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just cruising through Shibuya.
どういうテーマだったんだろうね、彼的には。
I don't know. He just thought it was cool, I guess. I don't know. It's Halloween. What are you supposed to do?
あの、ゴリラじゃないけど、こうジッパーがついてて中に違う人が入ってるみたいなコンセプト好き、私。なんか前に会社にいた、He's from New Zealand originally, but he speaks Japanese perfectly. で、なんかどっか地方で日本語学んだからすごいなまってんのね、しかも。どっかの日本の方言なの、すごい。で、本当に日本語ペラペラで、いつもみんなにあのチャック開けたら絶対中に日本人入ってるって言われてた。会う人に言われてた。I really like that joke. 次。去年1年間でアメリカ政府の野生動物局が殺した野生動物の数が400万頭にも上ることが分かりました。この中には7万5千頭以上のコヨーテや3700頭のキツネ、866頭のオオヤマネコ、1万2000頭以上のプレーリードッグなどが含まれるほか、87% は鳥類でした。それぞれの動物を殺した理由に関して十分な情報が全く公開されておらず、その不透明な体制に国会議員や一般市民から批判の声が上がっています。
Last year, more than 4 million animals were shot, poisoned, snared, or trapped by the Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services. The kill list includes over 75,000 coyotes, 3,700 foxes, 866 bobcats, 12,000 prairie dogs, and many others. About 87% of the kills were birds. Although there is a list of the animals killed, there is no record of the causes for each incident, something that has drawn criticism from Congress and the general public.
そう、この野生動物局っていうのはもともと害獣駆除、その、海外から入ってきちゃってローカルの動物を殺しちゃうような害獣を駆除するっていう目的の、まあ、部門なんだよね。
Well, there are other reasons as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but originally, like, that's what they're supposed to be doing. But, 結局その今あまりにも不透明だから農民の不都合だけで全然害獣じゃない普通にそこの地域に生息してる動物を殺しちゃったり、あの昔のすっごい古いデータをもとに今実際は減ってきちゃってるオオカミを未だに殺してたりとか、結構やばいよ、よく読むとびっくりした。
I know this includes like deer. Yeah?
Yeah, but the thing is apparently they killed too many wolves in some region that deer が逆に増えすぎちゃって、
Yeah, there
are 大変なことになるみたいな。
Tons of deer in the US. It's a huge problem. Even when I was living in Texas, a deer actually, I think it jumped like through their kitchen window.
Oh my god.
Into their kitchen, into their house. There's this huge deer in their house.
That's crazy.
So,
だから確かにね、あの地域の人にの生活に本当に支障が出ちゃうような動物の大量発生もあるわけじゃん。その何ピラミッドが壊れちゃって、それでも結構殺すのってどうかなっていうところなのに、全然正当な理由がない動物まで殺されちゃってる。でしかも問題なのが、2001年から2007年まで150万頭殺してたのが、次の年2008年になっていきなり500万頭まで増えてるんだよね。でそこからまあずっと300万頭っていう感じ続いてて、去年400万頭にまた増えてる。だからどういう理由でこんな風に数字がアップダウンするのかが謎だからっていうのを、まあ、この国会議員の人は言ってた。
It seems like a lot of this is going to be animals that try to enter city areas. It's kind of a weird thing that we've done is we've like built these little communities with with walls, and we don't allow the animals to come in, and if they do, we just shoot them.
Yeah, we freak out and we shoot them. But we're the ones who are kind of taking their food or living spaces to begin with. So it's really messed up. あとカワウソとかも結構殺されてた。あのなんか空港にやっぱり鳥がすごい飛んでくるのが邪魔だから、それをまあ殺すっていうのと、農業の邪魔になるっていう。
The alternative is that we have airplanes exploding because of birds getting sucked into their engines.
Yeah.
And that we have children getting eaten by coyotes.
Yeah.
That's the alternative, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I think it depends on the degree, right? Like, if it's really, really necessary, or, you know,
well, they,
if it's
they just
don't like
even...
inconvenient for some people.
People get attacked by mountain lions and other animals as it is. I don't know how bad... Is this a major problem here? I don't really hear about
it
much here. Yeah,
猿、猿やばいよ。長野県とか。Oh my god, it's so scary. Like, those monkeys are 本当に怖い。
But do they kill those monkeys?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, there are, ちゃんと漁師の人がいて、I don't think it's just Nagano-ken. Like, I'm sure there are some other places because その猿がやっぱり山に食べ物がなくなっちゃって、あの人間が木とか切っちゃうから、で里に降りてきちゃうんだよね、食べ物を探して。そうすると猿ってすごい強いから、人間の子供とか本当に襲われたらね、大変なことになっちゃう。本当に危ないから。
Yeah, they rip people's faces off.
Yeah, so they まあしょうがないから they take care of some of them, I think. But, but 元はといえば人間のせいだから、
that's
pretty selfish.
It's kind of weird. You couldn't even shoot crows for a while.
Yeah.
But you could shoot monkeys?
But I heard that they really hate shooting monkeys because they look like humans.
They don't just look like humans. They don't just look like humans. Monkeys are like 98% human.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much, that's a lot of human, isn't it?
Yeah, そうだね。
Or we're a lot of monkey. But
yeah.
Whichever.
I don't know. It's like, まあ殺さなくてもどうにかね、する方法があるんだったら、それを先に。No, because I was watching this documentary the other day about pigeons in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And there are so many pigeons, and it's just like there's shit everywhere.
So many crows too.
But like,
they're getting bigger.
Actually, no one has to kill them because it's only because some people are feeding them. だからそこに集まってきちゃって、どんどんどんどん繁殖しちゃうの。で、なんかおじいちゃんおばあちゃんがどんどん餌をあげちゃうんだって、なんかかわいそうだからみたいなこと言って。But it's actually not kawaiso. They can eat, you know, by themselves. But 全部ね、ずっとね、カメラで、定点カメラで待ってるの、誰が餌あげてるか。そうすると絶対おじいちゃんかおばあちゃんなの。
Well, that doesn't make sense, because if they can eat by themselves, then there would be a shitload of pigeons, no?
No, they're not going to misuse する at one point, you know. They're
but
just going to be like scattered
aren't
around.
Aren't there too many pigeons, though?
There are way too many pigeons because these people are feeding them. And it's so easy for the pigeons to like...
So they die if we didn't feed them, Bishal?
I don't know if they die, but like they're not going to 増える this much. But they're not going to be so like 超 nutrients 取りまくりみたいなさ、超 healthy みたいな。
Fat pigeons.
Yeah, like 全然 wild じゃないもう。だから、で、おじいちゃんとかおばあちゃんに、そのテレビ局の人が、あの、餌やると大変なことになるんですけどとか言ってんだけど、these old people are just like, ああ、でも、かわいいから、あの、もう毎日あげてるんですとか言って、and this tiny おばあちゃん had this like huge plastic bag、
yeah.
で、全部ハトの餌入ってて、道にバーって超撒いてんの。I was like, oh
wow.
My god, why would you do that?
完全にチームピジョン。
そうなの、そう。And they're 本当に TV crew people are just like asking her like, 本当にこれで困ってる人とかいるんですけどみたいな。But she's like, でも かわいいからみたいな。
It's weird. The pigeon lady is a global phenomenon. It exists in、
ね、
like all in any civilized society.
Yeah, it's
there
true.
There are always like the pigeon ladies.
Yeah, that's true.
And what they do is they just wake、
feed、
up real、
pigeon.
Early and they、
yeah.
go to the park and、
yeah.
feed pigeons.
And I assume they are buying these food for pigeons, you know?
Yeah.
From like pet shop or somewhere, I don't know.It's really crazy. Like, can't you just have one bird, like, at your place and be satisfied? Do you really have to feed these wild pigeons?
No, because if you have one bird and you... That's not going to satisfy your feeding pigeon urges. It'll get fat and die in, like, a week.
まあ、一匹だったらね。
Yeah.
いや、一匹に普通の量の餌あげるんじゃダメなのかね。いっぱいあげたいのかな。
Yeah,
they just chuck
handfuls of pigeon feed.
あのおばあちゃんすごかったよ、マジで。ゴミ袋みたいなでっかい袋にさ、餌入れてバーって撒いてんの。毎日やってんだって、しかもそれ。
The pigeon lady.
やばいよね。
There's cat ladies too.
Cat ladies are okay.
You know, they have a wild boar problem here.
Boar.What's that?
イノシシ。
ああ。
Wild boar。
イノシシすっごい危ないんだよね。まあ豚も野生の豚もそうだけど、もう簡単に人間殺されちゃう。
At my grandparents' 畑、they have wild boar there.
Wow.
And
do you eat
supposedly
them?
they used 飼い犬 to hunt.
Ah, okay, okay.
The wild boar.
なんかイノシシの鍋とかあるもんね、地方とか行くと。
I've never tried it.
私も食べたことないけど、結構テレビとかで見る。
So I've actually been thinking like, do I need a weapon to go out there?
あ、でもね、本当そう、危ないよ。
They say that they've actually seen these things
yeah, yeah, yeah.
running around and they're really dangerous.
あのハワイにね、行くじゃん、家族いるから、そこにあの土地をなんか持ってる知り合いの人がいるんだけど、その人は野生の豚に遭遇しちゃうことがあるからつって銃持ち歩いてるもん。じゃないと本当に見つかったらこっちが一瞬で殺されるって。 And they'll eat you. They literally eat you. So they're like 雑食, right? I think they eat meat too. So 食べられちゃうって。
Yeah, well, the, like gangsIn the U.S., well, maybe not just the U.S., it would kill people and feed the bodies to pigs.
確かによく見る。
So they'd...
映画とかでよく見るそれ。
Yeah. And there's nothing left.
Yeah, yeah, 全部食べちゃうもんね。
Nothing left.
Yeah. そうそう、怖いよね。まあでも、bobcats とか、it's so sad. Kitty cat.
Bobcats. Bobcats are pretty big, though, and they're dangerous.
Yeah. But, かわいいよね。
Have you seen the YouTube video、okay. of this guy who's friends with all the lions?
Oh my god, yes, 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 just, yes, yes.
He just like, stay in the car or whatever. He like, gets out
yeah,
with
yeah,
his
yeah.
GoPro. And
all these lions like, run, you know, run out.
They dive and they hug
yeah,
him.
And they're so happy to see him. 超かわいいよね。
And none of them are trying to bite his head off.
No, しかもメスもオスもいるんだよね。メスもオスもみんな彼にラブラブでさ、飛びかかって超甘えてんの、でっかいライオンが。
This dude is gonna get eaten by a lion. I'm calling it right now. He's gonna get out of his truck and he's gonna be like, oh, there's a lion. And they're gonna run up and it's gonna be a different lion that he's never met before. And it's gonna be over.
でも縄張りとかあるから大体同じ場所に同じライオンがいるんじゃない？He seems really relaxed too.
There's hyenas there too, yeah?
I think so. でもライオンが守ってくれるんじゃない?
Those hyenas will just destroy you, I'm
yeah.
sure.
But if you're friends with lions, then you'll
Actually,
be
hyenas
fine.
Might eat dead stuff. I'm not sure. そうだっけ?
あのね、that's what they say. そのハイエナは死んでる肉しか食べないっていうのがみんなには知られてるけど実は嘘ですみたいなのよく読む。実は別に死んでる肉を漁ってるわけではないから、その悪いイメージがハイエナについちゃってかわいそうみたいな記事よくある。I think in Lion King too, there is this like really なんか嫌なキャラ。
They look
you know?
really evil.
Yeah, they
does,
look really mean.
Does anything
and...
look more evil than a hyena?
Ne, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they look pretty. なんか、わかんない。腰、背中が曲がってるからかな。
Well, just the face is really nefarious looking.
そうだね。別に悪いことしてないのにね。イメージがね、あんま良くない。
Yeah, but if hyenas ran up and they just wanted to hug you,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't assume that at all. Like,
あ、顔がってこと?でも、ライオンでも思わなくない? Like, you wouldn't think that he's ready to hug you.
well, there are a lot of instances where people have tamed lions.
まあ、確かにハイエナはあんまり、てか一回も聞いたことないよね。その人間と仲良くなったハイエナ。
Didn't Mike Tyson have a tiger or something?
Like I thought that was only in Hangover.The movie,
no, I think he actually had a pet tiger.
引き田天功もね、トラ飼ってるんだよね。自分の家の中に檻があって、あの、じゃあ今からお肉あげますよとか言ってテレビで見たことある。
You know, the pet tiger is, or the pet tiger or pet lion is something that people have been doing for thousands of years.
Yeah. 今もね、
Even in the Bible, they talk about it.
いや今も問題になってるよね。そのギャングとかがあのライオンとかトラを結構悪いコンディションで飼ってて、レイドされてあのレスキューされたりとか。I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. It's really judgmental, but I feel like having a lion or tiger as a pet is kind of douchey. No?
It's douchey.
Yeah, like it's okay to be friends with them in the wild, but like.なんかペットにしてるってちょっとなんかさ
What if you just like lions? What if you love that lion and you're really nice to it and you guys are best friends?
だからちっちゃい時から知ってるとかはいいけど If you're like famous and then if you're like bragging about it like oh yeah I have a lion みたいな
Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah and usually they're in a small cage you know because you can't provide it such a big you know spaceLike Safari Park.
No, people who own lions have a lot of space, no?
Really? Like what I've seen is always like, なんか結構ちっちゃい檻みたいなところに入れられてるみたいな。And they're just there, you know,
to
entertain their owner.
The UFC, 総合格闘技 champion, John Jones has a, it's not a lion, but it's like a bobcat or something. It's like a weird...
Wild cat.
Like, it's not a house cat. It's actually pretty big.
Okay.
And it escaped from his house.
Oh my god. どうしたのそれ?
So it was like running around the neighborhood. So he was like on Twitter and stuff, like saying, my wild cat like escaped. Has anyone seen it? And everyone was like, oh yeah, we saw that. It was like, 超わかりやすい
He was
this huge cat.
Asking on Twitter.
Well, he was trying to find his cat. Like I don't know. That thing could eat some baby or something.
Yeah, 危ないよね。まあ人間も危ないし、その猫も下手したらなんか保健所とかに撃たれちゃいそう。You know, before it attacks
any baby. People have pit bulls though, and those things are super dangerous.
Yeah. Oh my god, I hate reading about them. いつもすごいひどいよね。
Pit bulls are just so dangerous, and it's always like.Oh, he never showed any aggression. He was like the nicest dog ever until ate this baby.
Yeah. It's really, really sad. はい、次。アメリカの大手テレビ局が若い母親が医療サポートなしで野外で出産するリアリティ番組の制作を発表し、波紋を呼んでいます。Born in the Wild と題されたこの番組では最新科学や医療に頼らず自然の中で出産するをテーマに毎回出産間近のカップルに密着します。出産の際は実際に医師が一人も立ち会わないため医師や専門家からは大変危険だとの声が上がっています。それに対し制作側は自然分娩を望むカップルが二人きりで出産に挑むよりはクルーがいた方がまだ安全だと反論しています。
An American reality TV show called Born in the Wild has been announced that will feature moms who will forego not only pain relief and birthing pools, but also deliver their babies outdoors in the wild without the help of a doctor. Producers of the show have responded to criticism saying that it's dangerous by saying that it is safer to have a natural childbirth with the presence of a TV crew than without.
この反論もちょっと意味がよくわからないよね。
I guess, if you put it that way. But there's no doctor present, right?
だからその TV crew がいてもいなくても危険に変わりはなくない? Like, what can you do if you're there filming these couple and they have problems and can you actually fix it?
Well, maybe, maybe by the second or third season of the show,
そうだね。
the TV crew will know how to deal with some of these situations.
そうだね。出産エクスパートになれるよね。
But fuck being on the first season or like the pilot episode.
Oh my god, 絶対嫌だね。実験台だもんね。そうで、このショー自体は、あの、YouTube のある Birth in Nature っていうアカウントのビデオにインスパイアされたっていうことで、このビデオは2000万回以上再生されてるんだけど、まあただ女性が森の中で一人で出産してるビデオなんだよね。
I haven't seen it. Are these people that like live in the wild or
no,
they're just regular civilized people that waza go to the forest
そう、多分そう。
to give
birth? なんかその自然と一体化してみたいなことらしいの。Like the spiritual. Like,
that's so dumb if you're living the rest of your life like behind a computer.
And, yeah, I think what they're saying is like, なんかその子供を産むというスピリチュアルな体験をなんかネイチャーでやりたいみたいな。で、ヨガマットみたいのをあの森の中に敷いて、そこで本当になんてうずくまってんの女性が。で、一人で、すっぱだかだよね、もちろん。もちろんっていうか、なんですっぱだかなんだろう。まあ、とにかくすっぱだかで、あの、産んでるんだけど、一人で。そのテレビも同じような形で、まあ、テレビ来ると旦那さんが横にいて、一人で産むらしい。危ないよ、でも。
Someone will die on this TV show, for sure.
It's totally possible, and
Either,
I don't know why they're doing this.
Probably a mother will die, babies will die. I mean, the, what's the survival rate for natural birth? It's not that high.
そうだよ。
Even in hospitals, like, people don't really talk about it, but, you know, a lot of us have...brothers and sisters that didn't make it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I mean, やっぱりその最新の科学とか医療にはもう頼らないで人間の動物としての本能を使って自然に産みたいみたいなことを言う人いるんだけど確かに。でも本当にその事故とか死亡率がかなりガッと上がるからあのやらない方がいいと思うけどね。しかもこれライフタイムだよチャンネルは。結構でかいよ。最初なんか全然聞いたこともないようなとこがやるのかなと思ったけど。
You know, I honestly believe that people should be able to do what they want to do. You know, if you're pregnant and you want to give birth in the wilderness, you should be able to do that. The only thing is that this is for some shitty reality TV show.
そうなの。そうそう。
And so you're gonna have a bunch of ratchet moms that are just trying to get on TV.
Yeah.
And
でなんか
I'm assuming they get paid for this as well, yeah?
Yeah, I bet. And, まあ一応その1回目の出産の人はダメなんだって。だから出産の経験がある人はしかショーには出れない。けど young mothers って書いてあったからまあね、でも2人目産む若いお母さん。そうだから問題はこれを見ることによってなんか本当に don't do this at home じゃんこれ。
Well you can't.
でもこれを
because you have to go to the wilderness to do it. No.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people living in some like countryside in the states and they can just go backyard or whatever and they're already in the wilderness.
That's different. But if they're going to be in the wilderness like this, and something goes wrong, what are they going to do?
わかんない。まあ、でも I think the problem is that そのこの番組を見てああ私もこれをやりたいみたいな because I'm sure they're gonna like make it look really glamorous and nice and perfect and everything right like oh it's so nice to have a baby in the nature so I don't know if it's a good thing that other young moms get inspired by this and be like, oh, I'm going to do this. みたいな。
Are there any advantages to a natural childbirth?
なんかその反論してるお医者さんとかの話を聞く限りはまあないよね。
Well,
結局危ない。
They use,
だから
も。So they use these I don't know what they're doing exactly, but they use various chemicals to assist this process, and they use chemicals for pain relief. People have speculated that these things are not good for babies, autism rates have gone through the roof. There's a lot of weird things that have happened to children in our generation.
Yeah, like for example,
その
陣痛誘発剤、その陣痛をわざと起こして早く生まれるようにする、っていうのは、あの今までその今マイケル言ったように自閉症との関連性とかが今研究でどんどん出てるし、あのペインキラーとかをね、あまりに使いすぎるのも良くないとかいう人ももちろんいっぱいいるんだけど、
You're using this painkiller for the mother, and the thing is, his baby is tiny, right? It just seems like
and I think that's really debatable, you know, if because there are a lot of people actually who use painkillers. I mean, I think most people do nowadays, and you know, there's no problem.
What do you mean painkillers?
Like 無痛分娩とか完全無痛じゃなくてもあの直前までペインキラー入れるとか。
Well, I mean, we don't know if there are problems, right?
Yeah, but it's seemingly okay. So I think it's debatable, but I think the problem is like, でも病院にさえいれば別に陣痛誘発剤使わなくてもペインキラー使わなくても何かあった時助けてもらえるじゃん。別に病院で産むイコールそういうケミカル使わなくちゃいけないっていうわけではないじゃん、right? I think 陣痛誘発剤とか結構お母さんと病院側で話し合って決めることでしょ。どれぐらい使うとか、どこまで行ったらじゃあ、あのどこまで長引いちゃったら使い始めるとか。だから、なんだ、それを使いたくないからって森で産むっていうのは結構究極だよね。
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm justplaying devil's advocate here. Is there any advantage? Is there any potential upside?
I mean,
to a natural birth, necessarily going into the forest, but not doing it in a hospital with all the recommended procedure.
I don't know. まあ、だからそういうオーティズムとね、関連性とかがあるから使わないなら使わないでいいのかもしれないし、もしかしてそのspiritually。You know, I'm sure you get some sensation that you've never felt before, giving birth in the wild. But
the spirituality aside, it's not even debatable that this is actually the way that we're supposed to give birth, that we're designed to give birth this way. You're not actually supposed to have... painkillers in your body and all these chemicals in your body, like those things are not actually supposed to be part of the birthing process. That's just a fact.
That's what whether people or not they say, but
no, but a natural birth doesn't involve any of those things, right?
でも I think I don't know,
like
for
can't
example,
be
we
good
have
for the baby to use painkillers and all this other stuff, like that's not for the baby.Right,
I'm really not familiar with birth.
Yeah, I'm just
so I don't know. But like, 例えばそのあまりにも痛すぎてじゃあお母さんが気絶しちゃったらそれはそれで産めないじゃんとか、そういういろいろあるんだと思うんだよね。
I'm just saying the way that we're designed.
We're designed kind of shitty in this department. I feel like that's why we need help from.Like, that's why, like, women don't give birth alone, really, at home. Like, we at least need some experts around us. And that's how it works, so...
I mean, I'm not saying that this is a great idea. I'm just saying that if you just care about the baby, I don't know if these things like these painkillers are helping the baby. I mean, it just doesn't...seem like they would.
Then, just like I said, maybe like if the woman passes out from the pain, then it doesn't help at all. It doesn't help the baby at all. So, because you have to push them out, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying that passing out helps.
So, you know, I'm sure using these stuff does make sense rather than, you know, not just like, ah, itai kara とかだけじゃなくて、I'm sure mm-hmm. there's some ちゃんとした reasoning behind it. しかも、絶対超痛いもんね。Oh my god, like you're in the woods. なんか病院で産むのも怖いのにさ。
うん。
この woods で、しかもカメラ来るとかしかいないとか絶対嫌だ。でもたまにいるけどね、
what would it be like?
お家で産む人とかは。
Imagine being that kid. It's like, oh yeah, I was born on this reality TV show.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's kind of tacky.
Yeah. そうだね。しかもこの時代になんか reality show っていう。
The thing is, like, the whole point of giving birth in the wilderness is that it's like, oh, you're one with nature and it's,
そうだよね。
It's all like natural. But then you have this fucking TV crew here.
台無しだよね。
And you're like, you're putting your baby's birth on
Lifetime
national,
channel.
Yeah, on fucking TV.
ね、
like, what's natural about that?
確かに。ちょっとなんか台無しだよね。しかも絶対なんかツイッターとかでいろいろ言ってくる人とかいるじゃん。もう絶台無しだよね。本当に。やだやだ。Oh, no. Not for me.、
うん、
Not for me.
次。Metal spikes installed near a doorway in London to deter homeless people from taking shelter in an alcove have caused an outrage after pictures were uploaded and shared on social media. The metal studs are about 43 centimeters long, and people are comparing them to the spikes used to keep pigeons from landing on poles and rafters.
ロンドンでホームレスの人々を追い出すために街角や玄関の脇に43センチほどの鉄のトゲが設置され、ソーシャルメディア上で大きな話題となりました。ハトよけと同じ方法で人間を追い出すことに批判が高まっています。 So, who did this?
Who did it?
The government or just the people?
Like people? It's not government. It's a privately owned building,
okay.
I believe.
Oh, okay, okay.
But this is, it seems like this is becoming a more common practice. And the criticism, you know, people on Twitter were coming out saying this is, we're treating homeless people like vermin now, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck pigeons. Don't hang out here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same. People are comparing that. It's like the same attitude that has led people to install these spikes. And these spikes, yeah, you don't want to lie down on those.
Yeah. なんか, do they have to be this obvious? なんか,
you'd like a more sneaky approach to this?
I just feel like, なんかこれをわざわざ設置する業者に頼んでこれをわざわざ設置する。
And think about the guy that's installing the spikes there.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, if it wasn't for homeless people, I wouldn't have a job and I'd probably be homeless. Isn't that like ironic? Like as you're installing these spikes?
I guess. でもそうだね。It's pretty weird. しかも結構なんかでかいんだよね。43センチだから。結構長くて。
Yeah.
拷問の器具みたいな感じ。
So people were kind of looking for other examples of this. So there's pictures of these similar spikes and other stuff.
でもやっぱスパイクが主流なんだ。
They have spikes. They have little concrete pyramids that they use in China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any of those in Japan? I don't think I've seen any.
In Japan, they just hire people to kick people out, it seems like.
They hire who?
Like in parks and stuff. There's like those security people at
buildings.
No, I feel
like
Omawari-san
が来るんじゃない?自分で。I've seen that. Like they'll just come
well,
and
if,
be
if
like,
if you're
hey,
at
what
like
are you
a mall or something, there's...security people there.
Ah,
and
そういうこと? Yeah,
they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And
そうだね。
they'll kick you out. And all these people want is shelter from wind and rain. That's it.
Yeah.
And we can't even as a society, we can't even provide these people with a place to not get rained on.
It's
pretty fucked up.
I wonder what その homeless の人の状況 in London. I wonder, like, because I feel like 日本は海外に比べたら少ない方だと思うんだよね。だからロンドンとかどうなってんだろう。
Even so, there are a lot of homeless people here. I think it used to be worse here.
Yeah.
I think there's either less homeless people or they're better hidden.
まああの山谷とかに行くとね、すごいいっぱいシェルターとかあって。I've been there, but
they have these things for young people here. Those I don't know what they're called, but really high frequency noise generators.
Ah, konbini no mae ne.
Yeah, fuck those things. People have them at their houses too. And there's this.
聞こえんのマイケル?
Yeah, it's what? Super annoying.
私聞こえないんだよあれ。あの若者にしか聞こえないってやつでしょ。
しゃいけよ。
Why? I think it's targeted to like teenagers and stuff because.
No, you're supposed to be able to hear that until you're like 30. Easily.
Yeah.
It's really loud. It's like painful almost.
Yeah, like, Marika hates that thing. She can totally hear it.
Near where my parents used to live, yeah. Where I grew up here in Tokyo, there's this guy down the street that had one of those things.
家に?
At his house. And it would get set off if you walked in front of his house.
Wow.
He doesn't own the fucking road. So every time I walk past his house, it clicks on. It's like, whoosh, whoosh, and it's like super loud. And I remember I got so mad because it just like...
でもその人は何を避けようとしてんの?家の前から。Just people in general?
He's just one of these super rich people that, that just... has a ton of security and cameras and
変なの?家にそれつける人いる
んだ? So you couldn't even walk past the guy's house.
Wow. コンビニだけだと思った。
But, yeah, I'm trying to like just walk to the train station and the route to the train station is walking past his house.
Yeah.
Fuck
so
that guy.
You have to run.
If you're doing this, you're a dick.
そうだね。
Stop that shit. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
How about I just show up in front of your house with a stereo and play rap music.
でもさ、かなり珍しいんじゃない?それはさすがに。
No, I've seen those around.
自分の家にモスキート音。すごいね。
Yeah. And コンビニ shouldn't even have that shit.
まあね、あの、田舎とかのコンビニでさすがに若者がたむろしちゃって困るっていうのでつけるのはまだなんとなくわかるけど、あの、六本木の超狭い道しかないところで人がめっちゃ歩いてるのに、そこにまでつけてるから。 One time we were like just chatting in front of this konbini with like a large group of people and Marika was the only one who could hear it. And she was just like, ah, もうここに入れないみたいな。 And we were all like, the rest of us were like, 何がみたいな。
Yeah, she knows my pain.
そう。で、Marika 本当に、ah, もう無理無理みたいな。うるさい。
It's really uncomfortable.
全然わかんない私。
Imagine if young people came up with one that only old people could hear. Oh, there'd be an outrage.
そうだね。確かに。
Right?
本当だよね。病院とかね、おじいちゃんばあちゃんさ、なんか憩いの場みたいに使ってるじゃん。そこにじゃあ、そういうの設置したらブチ切れられそう。
Like, down the street from a hospital.
Yeah.
So all the old people, when they, or like at bus stops, just install this. It's
so just mean.
So, it makes me so upset. Mean. Fuck that shit.
そうだね。Yeah, it's really weird. まあそのたまね、若者が無駄にそこにたまっちゃって治安が悪くなるっていうのが元々の理由だったと思うけど、
well,
場所によるよね。
Back to homeless people.
Yeah.
Gandhi has a really interesting quote on this. He says, "What difference does it make to the dead, the orphans, and the homeless?" Whether the mad destruction is wrought under the name of totalitarianism or the holy name of liberty or democracy. So, you know, what's the point of a democracy?
Yeah.
What's the point of us being a developed nation if we can't even take care of our own people.
そうだね。
What difference does it make to them whether or not, you know, this is we're Nazi Germany or we're, you know, what difference does it make to them?
Yeah.
I mean, they'd probably be better off in a communist society, actually.
逆にね、そうだね。Yeah, if you're homeless. あの、日本のホームレスの人と、例えばヨーロッパのホームレスとか、アメリカのホームレスとか、あの、全然違うよね。日本の人って、あの、小銭をくださいとか、スピーチしたりとかしないよね。
They
don't pretend that they're, like, pregnant とか。
How many homeless people do you interact with?
Like here?
Yeah.
There used to be a lot near my neighborhood. So, like when I was small. And I actually live near a park. 今だから結構いる。けど、喋ったりはしないじゃん。
I've hung out with homeless people a few times, actually.
I mean, I have as like a volunteer, but not as like, you know, in a daily life.
You know, I think a lot of them really need help, and a lot of people like to suggest that they're just lazy and they're unmotivated, but a lot of them actually have mental issues, like serious mental issues.
Yeah.
And it's insane that we, as a society, we don't help these people.
Well, it's really difficult because Yes, like, I think we do need to help them. But at the same time, like, なんかシェルターとかをあげてもそこにいたくないって言って出てちゃう人が多いんだよね、結構。
But like, they should have that choice.
Like, they want freedom. I mean, I've seen a lot of people, like, who are offering shelter to homeless people. But, like, なんか they want freedom, so they just leave eventually. Like, because, like, at the shelter, like, there are certain rules... And you know, you have to help with the like chores or whatever. And a lot of them actually leave seeking for freedom.
What's
like
really,
they get used to freedom so much that they don't really want to go back to the society.
In the States, a lot of these homeless people are actually veterans that have served in the military. I mean, they fought for the country, they risked their life. And now they're like standing on the road,
yeah,
and trying to wash your car, and then they get punched because some dude with a BMW, you know, doesn't want this dude with some grimy sponge coming at his car.
yeah.
In Texas, I saw a lot of homeless people. You'd see them every day if you were driving. They'd just be on the road, and they'd offer to wash your car, or wipe your windows, or whatever, whatever they can think of.
Yeah,
it's not like they're not trying.
Yeah. I feel like outside of Japan, they're more social. Like, I saw a lot in Paris, and they actually get on the train and then give a huge speech, you know, to all the passengers. Like, どうして自分がホームレスになっちゃったか?で、どうしてお金が必要かみたいな壮大なスピーチをするの。で、その後にこう電車をガーって歩くとみんなが小銭をくれるみたいな。Like, if they agree with the speech, like,確かにそれはしょうがないなみたいな感じで、
結構みんなが、the vast majority of people aren't giving them anything, though, yeah?
いや、結構あげてたよ、みんな。
That's not how it is in the US. No one's giving them money.
結構、パリは結構みんなあげてた。
Hawaii's really bad.
It's getting a little better, I feel like. It used to be worse, but...結構すごいいるね、ハワイも確かに。いや、あの、みんな、あの、スーパーのカート持って。Which is on the street and fighting with prostitutes and stuff. Which is pretty intense.
How dare you stereotype homeless people like that?
No, but that's really what I see. Like, 本当に。
次。Last Thursday, 26-year-old Aaron Ibarra entered a sciences and engineering building on the campus of Seattle Pacific University armed with a shotgun. He fatally shot a 19-year-old freshman and wounded two others before his rampage was brought to an abrupt end. John Mace, a 22-year-old student at the university, single-handedly tackled and pepper-sprayed the assailant, ending the premeditated mass shooting and saving many lives.
先週木曜日、ショットガンを持った26歳の男がシアトルパシフィック大学に侵入し、19歳の生徒を射殺したほか2人を撃ちました。そこに居合わせた22歳の学生ジョン・メイスは男にタックルをかまし、ペッパースプレーを噴射して弱らせた後、警察が来るまで押さえつけ、被害の拡大を防ぎました。すごいよね。
Yeah, the guy's regarded as a national hero now.
そうだよね。だってこの人がいなかったらもっと大変なことになってたかもしれないもんね。
When I checked yesterday, there's actually a lot of people are donating money to this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw it.
For like his honeymoon and stuff because he's engaged.
そう、婚約してて結婚資金とあとウェディングのレジスターのやつを全部みんなが買ってくれたんだって。Like every single item. すごいよね。
Well, they've donated. When I checked yesterday, it was at $40,000.
Wow.
I'm sure it's a lot more now. Because a lot of people are really worried about this.
まあそうだよね。
About these school shootings. Yeah, you think you know, it has nothing to do with me. But people in the States really worry that their kids are going to be shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This kid I used to play basketball with. Was shot, was killed in one of these school shootings. And our friend Garrett, one of his close friends, was killed in the Isla Vista shooting just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are affected by this, and it happens more often than I think people
sold on it
would guess.
Yeah. 大学のね、shootings, なんか結構多いよね、本当。
So in the last 6 months, there have been 34 school shootings.
Wow.
In the last 6 months.
あのさ、これをもってしてもやっぱりアメリカでは銃が人を殺すんじゃない、人が人を殺すんですっていうアーギュメントが未だにあることがもう意味がやっぱりわからない。
Well, it's the truth is somewhere in the middle. People kill people. Guns.Help people kill people. If you want to kill people
in a really efficient way,
guns will help.
So I mean,
they don't show up with guns when they want to kill people for no reason. They're showing up with guns because they work.
そのやっぱりスクールショーティングがあるたんびに銃規制を厳しくしなくちゃいけないかどうかっていうのがアメリカで議論になるわけじゃない。そこでその銃規制をしたらどういう悪いことがあるかっていうのをみんな言うわけじゃん、やっぱり。なんか、あ、規制したらこんな危ないことになる、悪い人が銃を持ってうちら持ってないからどうするとか。 But like, look at the rest of the world. Like, look at Japan. Look at Canada. You know,
it's, well, Canada has guns are not illegal in Canada.
No.
And in Canada they actually just recently had a school shooting, I believe.
But the rate is much lower.You know, just simply look at Japan. You know,
well,
do we
Japan,
have school shootings?
No, but Japan is not a good example because it's unattainable. The United States cannot be like Japan. You can't take everyone's guns away. That's not an option. It won't happen. Period. It won't.
But I just don't understand how people can't just look at other countries where.There's no school shootings and just learn from them instead of being like, oh no, like we need guns. Like,
but there are a lot
know,
of
blah,
countries
blah, blah.
That have relaxed gun laws, very relaxed gun laws, like the United States, that don't have any, don't have school shootings and don't have any
yeah,
of these shooting events.
Yeah, but if that's not working in the States, then they need to do something, right? They need to do something different because it doesn't seem like it's getting better at all to me.
Well, the vast majority of the people involved in these events tend to be on SSRIs. And so a lot of people are speculating that these drugs are actually facilitating this. And it's well known that people on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they commit suicide at a much higher rate than people that are not on those medications.
って言うけどさ、日本も SSRI 飲んでる人は大量にいるわけじゃん。
Yeah, and they kill themselves.
Yeah, and but there's no school shooting. Why? Because we don't have guns, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but you can't compare it to Japan because you can't take the guns away in the U.S. It's not possible.
I don't understand why it's so hard.
What don't you understand about it? How are you going to take the guns away?
You can just ban it.
And then what?
And then, I mean, that's what we have. It's illegal to own a gun. We can't just buy it at a supermarket, like Walmart or something. You can't just buy it when you're like
you
young.
You can't oversimplify the issue that way. Even if you ban guns, people will still have guns. Millions of people will still have guns. And the ones that have those guns, the ones that don't turn their weapons in, they're criminals. And they're going to keep using those guns. Right? You can't just ban guns. That's the problem is really complex.
But all the guns are registered though, right? All the,
No.
I mean, okay, criminals, no. But like normal people who are keeping it just for safety or whatever.
No, they're not.
They're not registering it?
Don't you have to? People that buy guns now, yeah. But a lot of guns are not registered.
Because, I mean, I thought if...
See, the problem is, if you say ban guns and everyone that has a gun is like, okay, and gives their guns up, yeah, you're right. That would work. The problem is, that won't happen. So,
yeah,
that's not a
solution.
Yeah,
and that's such a mystery to me.
And one major concern that people have, and the actual reason why this is in the Constitution in the first place, is so that the people have the power to overthrow the government if they start misbehaving, right? Are you familiar with American history and the revolution? And
well,
the
I saw Michael Moore's version of it, but...
Well,
but like
that might not be enough.
Demo, what's the point then? Like, look at NSA, look at CIA, like, look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
What are these people with guns doing?
What do you mean?
Are they using them to... you know, overturn the government?
No,
because
it hasn't,
they're
it hasn't reached
right
that
now.
Point. It hasn't reached that point yet.
Yet? Then what's the point? Like, the government is misbehaving so badly right now. If they're not using guns
for
that
a long
now,
time.
Then what's the point
of
keeping this?
So people are afraid that if nobody had guns, that the government would just run wild. Right? It's
yeah,
because
but,
people
yeah, that's
have
what,
the
yeah,
power
that's
that
what
the
people
government...
say. That's what people in the States say. But look at Japan. We don't have guns. We don't have to use guns against our government.
Japan's a very different situation. If you can't say
but
look
can
at Japan.
But can they at least like learn something from other countries?
If the United States didn't exist, Japan would be speaking Chinese right now. It's
what does it have anything to do with it? I'm talking about now, modern society. Like, why do they have to stick to the current law, which is not working, and there are so many kids dying, and they're not doing anything about it? They're just like, oh, yeah, like, but we still need guns. And then the other day, too, the Hunger Games.
No, I agree with you. If everyone gave up their guns, that would be great. But no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but... isn't there anything that they can do? Like the Hunger Games guy too, the son, he had like two guns and like so many bullets, and he had some issues and he was on medication, but he legally acquired those guns and he was carrying them around. And why does that have to stay legal? Like I don't know why it's so hard to make it a little more strict.
Well, the problem with the anti-gun argument is that people are so unrealistic about it. What should be done is, right now in the United States, if you're 18 years old, you can walk into a store and you can buy a rifle. Mm. You can buy an AR-15
yeah.
rifle.
Yeah.
I think that's not necessary and that they should raise the age for purchasing guns to 25. And so that way, university students would not be able to so easily acquire firearms.
Yeah.
And people 25 and older can still have guns. I think that would do a lot to mitigate the problem.
Mm. Yeah, like that. It can be anything, but like, why is it so hard to like make a small change to make things better? Like,
because
if you understand
the history of the United States, people are inherently afraid of the government, and they have a very good reason to be afraid of the government. And
are they buying guns because they're afraid of the government still, like right now?
Well, there are a few reasons.
No, right? They always say we need to fight thieves and rapists and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's the original point of it being in the Constitution, having the right to own a firearm. That's why it's in the Constitution. I'm not saying that's why people buy guns. People buy guns, and a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, I want to be able to defend my family if people break into my house and stuff like that.
It's really strange to me that people are okay to not have the right to smoke marijuana, but they want to stick to the right to own a gun. You know, it's...
What do you mean?
I just really don't understand. Like, 例えばその全米ライフル協会の人とかが言うのは分かるよ。Because they have their own agenda. They need to protect their, you know, profits and stuff. But 普通の人も言うじゃん。Just like the post that you showed me, the Michael Moore post.
Which?
Right after the その Hunger Games の男の子の shooting. He was just saying, like, you know, we just really need to make some change. We need to change the laws.
Yeah, I agree that the laws need to be revised. It should be more difficult to obtain a firearm.
There's so many people saying, like, oh, like, you're so stupid. Like, you know, if we can't make the law stricter.
It's a very difficult issue. I really think that they should make the laws more strict. I don't think they should try to ban guns. I don't think that will work.
Mm.
It just will not work. Anyone that's suggesting that they should just ban guns, that won't work.
We don't need to go extreme. Like, why can't they just do something about it?
But even if they change the laws, even if they revise that age, it'll reduce school shootings.
Isn't that better than nothing?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But it won't eliminate them. And it won't eliminate a lot of these other shootings that occur outside of schools, which, you know, is fairly common as well. And in the United States, they've had people go up into towers with a sniper rifle and just start opening fire.
Yeah.
Like, changing the gun laws won't change that either. And if you are 18 years old, and let's say they do change the laws and you can't buy a firearm so easily, you may still be able to find a way to obtain a firearm. It'll just be more difficult.
Yeah.
I think this SSRI thing needs to be looked into. Mm. I do think they should change some of the laws and make it more difficult to buy weapons. But just banning guns, I don't think is a realistic proposition. Although, if there were no guns anywhere, you know, that would be great. But
yeah,
it's just not.
I just think that it's really disappointing that a lot of people are opposing to banning the guns, not because you know, like you, like, no, you know, if they're like, oh no, it's not realistic, you know, we need to make steps, you know, step by step, then I would understand. But it's really disappointing that a lot of people are saying this, like, they really love guns, you know. just love guns, and I just really don't get it. Like,
People like different things. People like choking themselves when they beat off. I don't understand a lot of this stuff. I don't understand why people really, really like guns
But if they're jerking off, choking themselves, then it's fine because they're not hurting anybody but themselves. I don't care.
But the vast majority of people that like guns aren't hurting anyone either.
It's just like your kid is going to school And as a parent, you always have to wonder, like, oh, you know, is my son's school going to be the next target? And then you're so afraid that you buy a gun.
This is,
and you keep it at home. And that's just like,
but this is,
I really don't get it.
This is reality. There will always be school shootings in the United States.
Yeah, and
kids will
really
always be gunned down by psychos with weapons.
Yeah,
that's just reality. And to
really
think,
it doesn't have to. You know, for me, like living here, I know that it doesn't have to be that way. You know, what kind of, how many parent in Japan is worried that, you know, their kids are going to be involved in school shootings in Japan? You know.
Well, I actually think
no one.
That may change. It's very difficult. It's almost impossible to obtain a firearm here. But remember, someone recently was arrested for creating a pistol using a 3D printer, and that's that's something that
may
become
but
more prevalent in the future.
But I mean, it's still not a common daily nayami no tane for mothers, you know. Like, oh, is my kid going to get shot? Or does my kid have a gun?
Well, 3D printers, like, how many people have them right now? But pretty soon everyone will have those things.
No, it's possible. I just...
Anyone that wants to print a gun is going to be able to print a gun in, like, 10 years.
で、なんかその、まあ、インターに行ってた、日本に住んでてもインターに行ってた子とか、海外に住んでたことある子だと、結構そのスクールシューティングに身近に関わってる人もいるじゃん。まあ自らそこにいなかったとしても友達が死んじゃったりとか、yeah. or Virginia Tech のシューティングがあった時、私のすごい仲良かったこのお姉ちゃんが通ってたのね。
Mm.
And she was at school when the shooting happened.
Yeah.
And I saw my friend like, you know, worried, sick. So, なんかそんなに身近なのにも関わらず、全然進展しない。改善に向けて進展してなくて、さらに何 ？34 school shootings this year, you said?
So far, like, yeah. It'll probably
like how
double
can they,
before the year's over.
Yeah, right. Like how can they be just like the government people can be just sitting and just watch these school shootings happen and be like, oh yeah, but it's still gonna, you know? It's really weird. I really hate it when people say like. People like 頭でかちの people say like ah でもなんかそんな簡単じゃないんだよとか I don't believe it. I think most things are actually simpler than we think, you know. Like yeah, maybe banning guns is just too extreme for the states right now, but I'm sure there are a lot of things that they can do at least.
Look, the only thing they can do is make it more difficult to obtain firearms. That's the only thing they can do, and it won't make
the age.
Yeah, and it won't make that much of a difference, and that's literally the only thing they can do.
Or maybe they can make the security stricter. In colleges, like I hear that in high schools they do that, right? Like, I mean, I don't think that that's ideal either. But like, 持ち物検査みたいな.
I mean, have people walk around with guns on campuses?
No, like at
like
the entrance,
office.
They can have the, あの空港にあるやつみたいな.
Oh fuck that! You mean people are gonna have to go through a metal detector and shit just to get into this school?
I mean, I'm totally opposed to it, but then if that. Yeah, but what kind of society if this one guy can just bring a shotgun to a university and start shooting everyone and this innocent guy has to, like, risk his life and save other people? That's just too crazy.
Yeah, but you have to be realistic about this. You could install those airport security things or whatever, but that would be extremely expensive. It would waste everyone's time 99.9% of the time. What a lot of people are concerned about with this whole anti-gun movement is just the removal of people's freedoms, and people have already lost so much in terms of their privacy and their rights, and there's so much abuse from police.
There's so many other rights that we've given up to the government anyway.
Well,
like we can't. 例えば車の改造もダメでしょ。Marijuana もダメでしょ。Drinking and driving is illegal. So many things anyway. So why stick to this single thing, which is harming your own society?
Well, I explained this earlier, but people honestly believe that if the citizenry of the United States did not have firearms, that the government would just spiral out of control, as we've seen over and over and over and over again in society, whether it's Hitler or Tojo or Stalin or whoever else, fascism, like a lot of really evil, sinister movements.
So their
have spread
idea.
Through
so you're
this
saying
world.
That their idea of democracy is that we elect some people and then we watch them with guns in our hands, because otherwise it won't work.
Basically,
that's what you're saying.
It won't work. It hasn't worked. sleep on governments.
Sleeping
they have
on
never
governments
failed
and like
to
holding
be...
guns in your bedroom. I don't know if that's the same thing. Like,
well,
what does it have anything to do with allowing school shootings?
Look at Japan in World War II. Look at Germany look at.
Yeah, but what you take away from this,
Europe
but what you take away from this is to buy a gun and keep it in your bedroom, and maybe your 18-year-old son has one too, and then starts shooting people at his school.
That's the basis for the right to own a firearm, to bear arms. That's the basis to keep the government in check.
Yeah, but like, なんかそこで right 振りかざすのもどうなのって思うけどね。That just doesn't. I really, really don't understand.
Well, look. Nobody likes school shootings. I think gun laws should be more restrictive, but I also think that probably the scariest thing on this planet is a government that is allowed to just run wild.
Yeah, but as a
just
result,
in history, that's just been destructive force on this planet.
As a result of being afraid of the government and being ready to overturn the government at all times, you know, as
it's
a result
a
of that,
it's a deterrent.
If people are shooting each other, then that's also stupid.
Well, yeah, I feel like you're not really listening.
I am listening.
Well, okay, so we can't ban guns in the United States. It's not possible. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that.
That's not possible. I agree that it should be more difficult to obtain a firearm, and I don't think that people that are 18 should be able to buy a rifle.
Yeah. No, I mean, we are saying the same thing, but I'm just being more, I don't know.
Do you think that people should have the right to bear arms? Or no? Let's say right now, all the guns that people owned in the United States disappeared. What do you think would happen?
I don't know. Because that's not going to happen, right?
Well, that's why it's a hypothetical situation.
I don't know.
It's scary. It really is scary. Both are scary. Both are scary. People having guns is scary.
But I don't have a gun. My parents don't have a gun. And we're not scared. You know? Yes, if someone with a gun attacks me, then I'm dead. But that doesn't mean that I have to have a gun too. I'm not scared.
If you were living in the United States, you might be.
But you just said that we're talking hypothetical that all the guns disappeared. Then why would they be scared?
No. If all the guns disappeared, what do you think? What direction do you think the U.S. government would go? Are the people going
you
to be represented?
So you think that if people don't have guns, the government is just going to do what? So you think that the government is scared of people because they have guns in their bedroom?
I think people in government know that. People in the United States, there will be an uprising if things get out of hand. But if the people don't have any weapons at all,
really?
I really
so
think
the
that
government is scared, the people are scared.
Well, that's the whole point
everybody
of,
is scared.
Of the right in the first place.
everybody is scared, and yet they're pushing democracy on other countries as well.
Well, the whole American Revolution was possible because people had firearms.
Back then, yes, but
yeah,
now, I mean, I just really don't understand this mentality. Like, and I think it's okay for me to not understand not being an American. I don't think that people in Europe would understand either. It's just this thing that we really don't understand each other, you know? Like the 大仏教会の人が言ってることとかも I really don't understand, and I'm sure there are things that they don't understand about Japan.
Yeah, I don't agree with the NRA on pretty much on most stuff.
Yeah.
I agree with, well, I think, you know, it should be more strict, but I do think that banning guns is an absolutely unrealistic and irrelevant proposition. I think the comparison to Japan is not a valid comparison at all.
I think a lot of people
do oversimplify the issue, and they kind of fail to understand what's really going on.
I think oversimplifying sometimes is important, because it seems
oversimplifying by definition means you've simplified it too much.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a good thing to make people understand what's really the problem, because I think that, whenever I read the debate about gun laws, people say stuff like, oh no, like, you know, what kind of, they just list up all the bad things that could happen if they don't have guns. But
yeah,
humans who don't have guns exist.
But people say dumb shit on both sides of the argument. I don't own a gun. If I lived in the United States, I wouldn't own a gun. I wouldn't own one. I honestly wouldn't. But I do believe that people should have the right to own weapons. And I do think that banning guns won't work. Period. It just won't. I don't know. You know, if...
I'm not talking about banning guns anymore, you know? I'm just saying that they should do something. And I'm just... it's just really uncomprehensible and disappointing that people are, there are actually a lot of normal people who are against making the law stricter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of people think that it should stay the same.
No. The vast majority of people in the United States, something, I forget what the number was, but they took a poll, and something like 80% of the population agrees that they should make it stricter. A lot of that is dictated at the state level. So, for example, in New York City, you can't own a shotgun, for example. You know, the laws vary from state to state. But I think that that's all we can do is make it more difficult to buy weapons. I really think the SSRI issue should be investigated, because it's just an alarmingly high percentage of the school shootings have involved people on those medications.
Yes, it is a problem, but I don't know. Like,
if you were president, what would you do? What would you
do? Just make the law stricter.
So how would you do that?
If you're right, and if most people in the States are for it, then how hard could it be?
It wouldn't be that difficult. It's just,
what are they doing?
There are special interest groups like the NRA that are lobbying to oppose such changes.
Yeah, and that's the usual problem.
Yeah, we don't disagree on that point. I do think that it should be more difficult to obtain firearms.
I don't know. As an outsider, I just want them to. I just want them to.
Right now.
Yeah, because as an outsider, I really want them to realize that school shootings are really, it's just like, they're the only ones
ones. They're not the only ones. It happens in Germany a lot, too.
But, like, look at this rate. You know, you can't look at, like, warui examples and dwell on it and be like, yeah, we're better than them, you know? They really need to realize that it happens too often.
Yeah,
and they really need to do something about it.
Everyone agrees on that.
But if I read these comments online and stuff, people are saying the opposite things.
What? Like, don't take comments online too seriously.
But it's really surprising. Like, it's really surprising that there's even a debate about the stricter law.
Well, it's not surprising. People feel really strongly about this issue.
And people
oversimplifying the issue and suggesting banning all guns and things like that are just not a realistic proposition.
It might not be a pushback from these extremists. It might not be realistic, but isn't it what we're all aiming at? Or isn't it what we should be aiming at as humans?
No, they disagree. They disagree. I disagree. So, you can't ban all guns. It's not what we should be aiming at. What we should be aiming at is people.
I mean, as humans, not just Americans. Like, shouldn't we be aiming at abolishing wars and, you know, dropping guns? And yes, it's not realistic, but isn't that what we should be aiming at? And we should be on the same page as the same species, no? Like, it should be the goal for us, right? Instead of like, no, guns are really important. We're really scared. We need to keep them. I don't know. I just really don't get it. I never got it.
It's very simple. It's very simple. You can't ban guns. It's not possible. Most people think that there should be greater restrictions in place. Lobbying and special interest groups in the United States have prevented that from happening, as well as Obama being useless. And there are other things to be looked into as well. Obviously, there's a certain cultural rot in the United States, and a glorification of firearms and things like that that may have contributed to this.
Just like Jason Statham movies.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's an overly complex issue, but a lot of people do take unrealistic and unreasonable positions on it. And I don't think any of that helps. Well, nobody wants kids to be shot.
I mean, I feel like, okay, the government needs to stay realistic because they're the ones who have to make actual laws. But people can be idealist, I feel like.
No, it doesn't make sense.
And that's how things work.
It doesn't make sense. If nobody in the United States had guns, the United States would just go, the U.S. government would just run rampant with corruption and doing... Yes, that has happened 100% of the time in history.
So you really think the government is scared because people have guns?
I think the U.S. government does know that it will be overthrown if things get a little bit too crazy. They are scared.
But it's been already crazy. Like, they are doing whatever they want to do. Already,
but people's
so,
until people's
are
lives
are they really afraid?
No, but if you're in the United States, you can still sit back on the sofa and drink a Bud Light and get all Cheetoed fingered if you want to and watch reality TV. You know, if you people still have the freedoms to enjoy the things they like to enjoy, when those things start getting taken away, is when
people start actually using guns if the government takes away Cheetos.
That's not what I'm saying.
Like NSA and CIA and, you know, wars, and it's not enough?
No, it's not.
It's just, I don't know, I really don't get it. This is not enough.
The government can
push this far, and yet they're afraid because people have guns, that the government is afraid that they can't do whatever they want because they get attacked by people, and yet they're doing whatever they want with NSA and stuff.
Well, you think governments shouldn't be afraid, but how many I look at Thailand.
No,
you
I'm
know,
not,
look
I'm,
at look at Brazil,
no, I'm just,
look at
I'm just
Egypt,
pointing out this
look
contradiction
at
where
all these countries, Syria, look at, I mean, how many examples have there been of of governments being overthrown.
I'm just pointing out this contradiction where the government, the U.S. government, is already doing whatever they want to do. Do you really think that they're afraid because these normal citizens have guns in their bedrooms?
They know not to shit where they eat. They do most of their evil, nefarious stuff overseas.
Really, though? Like, people are really pissed off with Obama.
No.
People don't love the government. I don't know if people having guns is actually helping the government behave.
It is.
In the States right now. You really think so?
Look at the American Revolution. Look at all these overthrowing of governments all around the world. People want to be able to have that capability. That's just in the Constitution. If that was taken out, I don't know. That was directly responsible for the U.S. even existing. The U.S. is a very young country.
Yeah.
And people are very sensitive about that issue. And
this
I think for a good reason.
This cycle of being afraid of each other.
You know, Japan is very lucky. It's very lucky to be able to have no guns and to have a relatively stable government and a prosperous society like this. It's so lucky.
Yeah, that's why, like, from an outsider viewpoint, it's just really, really hard to understand why you have to be so afraid of each other that you let 18-year-olds buy guns. And they end up dying or killing themselves, just like that guy the other day.
Usually that doesn't happen, but...
Like, how is that protecting you? You know?
盛り上がると全然日本語話さないよね。
It's just so weird.
次. The CIA has joined Twitter. Their first tweet is, "We can neither confirm nor deny that this is our first tweet."
CIA がツイッターを始めました。最初のツイートは、我々はこれが初ツイートであることを認めも否定もできないという意味深なものでした。
What do you think? What do you think about the CIA joining Twitter? It's kind of ironic that they have a check mark.
They have a check mark?
Yeah.
And we don't have it yet? And they've only tweeted once. What the fuck?
And their cover is already blown.
What the fuck? What is the purpose for this? 何を発信するの? 発信することあるの?
It's PR. It's
Of course
marketing.
It is PR, but of course it's marketing, but 何を発信するつもりなんだろうね?
Well,
they
just, well, you know, the CIA and the NSA and these government agencies have gotten a lot of pushback recently, and
yeah,
and a lot of people are upset, and I think this is just kind of an effort to
start a Twitter,
some of that,
and
yeah.
Suddenly everybody loves you,
and they say they want to be less distant from the public and a little bit more transparent is what they're saying.
Okay.
Zeke Johnson, director of Amnesty International USA's Security and Human Rights Program, said in a statement, "The CIA's first tweet would be funny if it weren't for the agency's use of torture and extrajudicial executions. They should put at least as much effort into following the law as they do into social media. The full truth about the CIA torture and drone strikes should be made public immediately, and those responsible for the crimes held accountable."
Mm.
So he's just kind of outlining some of the stuff that people are upset about.
Mm. まあね、あの、ツイッターどうでもいいよね。あの、ツイッターやる前にやることあるだろうっていうことでしょ。ドローンストライクとかもそうだし、
うん、
そのアドレスするイシューがありすぎて、 その人をフォローしたりツイートしてる場合かっていう。
う
ん。Yeah.
I agree to some extent, but it's not like running a Twitter account requires a ton of resources either.
Well, if it's a big, like government agency, and I'm sure there's like a team, social media team, which is stupid, really stupid.
Do you know about this, Think Again, Turn Away?
No.
They have a Twitter account called Think Again, Turn Away, run by the State Department. And they directly engage in arguments with pro-jihadi computer users.
Computer users, as in Twitter users, ってこと?
Yeah, so Taliban and Al-Qaeda... group Al-Shabaab in Somalia.
直接喋るってこと? Twitter 上で?
Yeah, they have a robust social media presence. So the Taliban has
Twitter account.
Yeah, and we talked about their YouTube account and stuff.
Yeah, and 何を言うの? 何を言うの? この
Well, those guys
think again, turn away. That's what they say.
Spread their own propaganda throughout the internet, right? The Taliban and these other guys. So this is kind of like this is kind of like a response to that. This is kind of the anti-propaganda or American propaganda to counter the Taliban propaganda.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Think again. Turn away is like, hey, don't become a terrorist.
Does that ever work?
Well, it must because so many of these people that have joined these terrorist groups actually became involved through the internet. You know, they connect with each other that way. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are very smart to recruit people through the internet. And, you know, they have weird websites where they get together and chat about how evil the U.S. is and...
Yeah, so they hate America and American government. So American government telling them to think again and turn away.
Well, not telling them, but telling people that could potentially become terrorists to kind of have a counter to
like
present
the people who are in the middle
present a counter argument to some of this propaganda.
でもそれチェックしてるのかな、その人たち。Like テロリストになりそうな人たちはさ。この Think Again, Turn Away のをフォローしてんの?してないでしょ、多分。
No, but they can see the replies. They can see replies. Right? Because if they if these guys respond to the Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, allied group, then followers of the Al-Shabaab will see this and maybe
and they get convinced
instead of
maybe?
Only instead of only seeing one side of the argument, you know, they can be exposed to both.
I guess that's a good thing.
I'm not against people arguing against terrorists or people that are trying to recruit terrorists.
I'm just really skeptical that, you know, I don't know, like, oh, 確かに I'll think again, みたいな感じになるかな。
Yeah, you're skeptical, but I mean, wouldn't you also be skeptical that someone would so easily be convinced to blow himself up? Right?
No, my point is like, they're so...
What's an easier argument? Is it easier to convince someone not to blow themselves up or to convince them to blow themselves?
No, they're just so gullible and loyal that I don't know if tweets can change their minds.
If they're gullible, that makes it easier.
でもガリボーだから超 one-sided になっちゃうんじゃないのすぐ。You know what I mean? Like, oh,
まあ、
this is my way.
この think again がなかったらね。It'll be completely one-sided. No?
わかんない。でもだって宗教とかもそうじゃん。Like, もうちょっと若干洗脳されてる人に。まあ、it is a good thing. I mean, they should try. You know? I'm more...skeptical with the CIA's Twitter account and their marketing team.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
ね、でもこの最初のツイートから何もしてないんでしょ？なんかツイートしてんの？
I don't know. They were like retweeted by.
I wonder who they're gonna follow.
Somebody.
誰フォローするんだろうね。
I don't know.
Like boring government accounts.
Maybe I'll look at their Twitter account right now.
Hmm. 何を言うんだろう今後。Recruiting してますとか。I don't know.
Maybe. Wow. Their first tweet had 274,480 retweets.
274,000. でも意外と少ないね。もっといくかと思った。
Would retweet the CIA?
まあ一応初ツイートだし、ニュースになってるから。Are they following somebody?
Yeah, they're following 25. People. So after their first tweet, they said their second tweet was, "Thank you for the Twitter welcome. We look forward to sharing great unclassified content with you." You know, if they want to share content,
of course
that's
it's unclassified, right? If they're sharing it on Twitter.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
なんでそんなにイライラ?
Because like I don't know. It's just really stupid that like.They assume that people will love them if they start Twitter accounts.
Well, they absolutely did not assume that for sure. I'm sure they thought this through to some extent. They know that the whole reason why they're making this is because they know people.
だってよくね、企業とかもいるもん、そういう人。あの、やっぱりイメージを上げるために、とりあえずソーシャルメディアやっとこうみたいな。You know what I mean? Like, あ、とりあえずツイッターやっとけば。みんなのイメージが上がるからみたいな。でも言う人いるよ、うん、本当に企業の社長とかで、あのなんか流行ってるからとりあえず。
This will improve their image, I think. You know, the DEA has a Twitter, the FBI has a Twitter, Homeland Security has a Twitter, NASA.
あの airport のやつは面白かった。
The Air Force, DARPA has a Twitter.
まあ、だって、まあ、DARPA
NSA has a Twitter.
NSA has a Twitter?
Yeah, they don't have the check mark though.
Oh, but that's official.
It says it's official.
どういう基準なんだろうね、ツイッター。CIA はオフィシャルくれるけど、NSA はオフィシャルくれないんだ。どういうふうに選んでんだろうね。
You're so concerned about that check mark, ね。
I'm just really curious. Because CIA's account is way newer than NSA, right? I assume.
I believe so.
So, it's really 不思議。NSA maybe doesn't have connect to Twitter? I don't know.
NSA does suck.
So weird.
Get a check mark, bro.
They have a lot of tweets?
The NSA?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have 114
okay.
tweets so far.
Are they following anyone?
Yeah. But they just, you know, these government...related ones are just following other government agencies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're not following Miley Cyrus.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
お話終わり。だよね。
Yep.
今日月曜日だから T シャツは多分だけど今週末には Amazon で買えるようになってるはず。何もアクシデントがなければ。Oh, nice.いや、 やったことないからさ、どういう感じでスタートするかいまいち。
People are asking about the Android application too for transcripts. Apologies, that has been taking a while. I'm not all that familiar with the platform and there are some hurdles.
どれぐらいかわかんないよね。わかんない、right?
まあ。Problems pop up and it ends up taking longer とか、まあ1ヶ月
ちょっととか
ぐらいだったら、
まあ夏終わる前みたいな、夏終わる前にはみたいな、ちょっと緩い感じ。
I hope it doesn't take longer than another month or so, but we'll keep you updated.
そうね、なんか Android の 皆さんはちょっと待っていただけるとありがたい。
ごめんなさい。
まあ、T シャツがあるから先お願いします。
ちょっと違うけどね、
イケてる T シャツがあとね、そう、数がね本当にあんまりないから、あのサイズね、ちゃんと自分に合ったサイズが欲しい人はお早めに、多分今週
も金ないから We can't buy that many to sell。
そうなの、そうなんだよ残念ながらね、うん、あのリスナーの総数から言うとかなり少ない感じになってるからね、うん、But yeah 今週末多分出ると思うので、あの多分ね、お店にもう出てますってなったら Amazon から連絡来ると思うんだよね。だからそれが来たら
Twitter
かと Facebook でお知らせしますので、お願いします。今回あれだよ、プライム会員 の、 あのプライムチェックついてるから、プライム会員の皆さんはオーダーしたら次の日かとか、朝オーダーしたら多分その日の夕方とかに来るんじゃないかな。チョッパヤ、
まあ、
チョッパヤデリバリー、
we'll see how it goes。
いや、というわけでまた木曜日、
yep Thursday、
bye
bye。